Ace Podcast.
It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. I'm Craig.
I am Aaron.
And we are coming to you live from the Lee Berry Studios right outside of Nashville.
And we're in Studio One again.
It was Studio One.
My favorite.
It is brisk outside.
Feels good outside.
Feels
like
winter.
Okay, last episode I teased a contest we've got, right? And then I said we're going to talk about it at the end of the show. We never talked about it.
We didn't talk about it.
So let's talk about it right now.
You know what that was?
Get it out of the way.
Empty promise.
It was. It was a teaser that teased on out. Here's our contest.
Uh-huh.
We're going to give away every month. This is going to be a monthly contest.
Get
don't,
out.
Don't look at me like that because we're going to give away. This month we're giving away.
So basically, I gave away the podcast for free, and now you're going to start giving stuff away for free.
Yeah, you gave away the podcast for free on Black Friday.
What are you giving away?
A t-shirt this month.
I've got a t-shirt.
I'm not giving it to you.
Why not?
Because, what do you think it is, Christmas?
Kind of.
The thing is, everybody that leaves us a review on iTunes.
Okay, not on the other, but iTunes specifically.
Specifically iTunes. This month we're doing iTunes.
Okay.
Everybody that leaves a review is entered into the contest.
And don't be a funny guy and make it a one-star review.
No, please.
I mean, if you're going for a t-shirt, go for the gold.
Yeah, make it nice.
Yeah, even if you're making it up.
So we're going to draw a name from all entries at the end of this month.
Okay.
So even if you've already reviewed us, you're still in for the drawing. You don't have to. It's not just new reviews. It's going to be from all of our reviews.
Right.
Everybody is entered.
So right now you got a 1 in 30 chance.
That's right. That is correct. So we'll choose a name. We'll announce who it is, and they'll send us their t-shirt size and all that. And next month we'll give away either a t-shirt. We'll give away something else.
We can give away your attitude.
For free. But anyway, let's get to the stories. You ready?
We haven't had a Chipotle story in a couple of shows.
I know, but we had one a couple shows ago.
So we're going to have one right now.
What is with Chipotle? I'm going to have to come up with a Chipotle theme song, I think. Chipotle.
Man robs Chipotle, gets only a burrito.
That's a terrible robbery.
I don't know. The guy that robbed the cookie place?
Yeah. Oh, well, he got a lot of cash.
Yeah, I would have gone for the cookies.
I wouldn't have.
You said 10,000. What kind of person are you?
I do like, well, I'm not a big cookie person. I like cookie fries.
Cookie fries.
Flashback.
A robber attempted to take money. This is in Des Moines, this.
Yeah. Demonies.
Demonies. This is in Des Moines, Iowa. A robber attempted to take money from a Chipotle Mexican grill, but fled with only a burrito, according to a police report. A man entered the restaurant. Well, how else was he going to get the burrito? At about 6:30 p.m. Wednesday in suburban Des Moines, this. I'm trying to come up with a way to say Des Moines that's funnier than just Des Moines. Like
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
That's good.
He got in line and ordered a burrito. I'll take a burrito. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Is that Doug?
He always eats burritos.
Doug does love burritos.
I don't like potatoes. When a man approached the cash register, when some other man.
Somebody approached the cash register.
He said he had a gun in his sweatshirt, opened a bag, and demanded the cashier put money in it, according to the report.
What'd she do, just put a burrito in there?
We're going to find out. Quit ruining it. The cashier told police she got scared and ran to the cooler with the cheese slice guys from CVS. She got scared and ran into the back room without giving the suspect any money.
Good
the man
for her.
Then grabbed his bagged burrito and ran out of the front door. I'm taking his burrito.
I'm taking this.
I'll be back later.
He came back for some beans.
He got away with a $7 burrito.
Wow.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Sergeant Raymond Carrington of the Des Moines Police said on the scene.
Ooh.
He was on the scene.
What's his name?
Carrington. Sergeant Raymond Carrington.
Get in here. We've got a burrito missing.
We got some burrito splatter over there. What does that even mean?
Burrito splatter?
I don't know. Bring Wrigglesworth in here. You know, I'd like to think people have missed Wrigglesworth.
Sure. Yeah. He hasn't been here in a long time. Doug kind of pushed him out.
Yeah. Investigators who have not yet identified the burrito. I know what it said. It said the suspect. Are reviewing video of
I
the
bet
incident,
they are. I
according
bet
to the police report.
I bet they'll be showing that one at the Christmas party.
The best line of the whole story. No word on whether the burrito was chicken or steak.
Okay. Let's stick with the food theme for a minute, shall we?
I like a shrimp burrito.
Headline is,
hey, this is another one from Javon.
Yeah, but I've got this one. Domino's.
Did you say blogga?
No, I didn't say blogga. I don't even know what that means.
He said blogga, this one.
Domino's Japan is training reindeer to deliver holiday pizza.
Are they going
to
fly?
Of all the U.S. traditions Japan has adopted.
You think that they're like...
Christmas might be the biggest.
Wait a minute. You think that they were like, well, America, they can deliver with drones. We put drone on reindeer.
And now one company is taking it to the next level by rolling out pizza delivering reindeer.
Are they on skates?
No.
He said they're rolling them out.
there's a video of them training these reindeer, and it's quite humorous. No, it's not the special eggnog messing with your eyes. You read that right, or you heard that right.
How they know we were drinking the special eggnog?
Domino's Japan is currently training reindeer that will pull sleds packing fresh pizza around the country. not to any place.
Okay, I'm maybe showing my stupid here, which I do a lot.
Yeah.
Isn't Japan like kind of like Manhattan? Isn't it like gridlock? Isn't it like constant? Like you can't get
anywhere?
Well, that's
why they got to have flying reindeer.
But they're talking about like being on sleds going through the street. How?
I don't know. Aside from the obvious attempt, I guess on the sidewalks, because they're not like...
Oh, because no one's on the sidewalks.
Well, you get out of the way if a pizza-toting reindeer was coming your way. Aside from the obvious attempt to connect Santa Claus with pizza, the idea for the reindeers came about as a way to continue to be able to deliver pizzas during snowy weather.
On Dasha, on Bansa, on Bansa Bissen, come a Cubit, come a Blissen.
When a bike is less practical. So their delivery guys drive around on bikes over there. Each reindeer-powered sled will be equipped with the company's GPS driver tracker, a system which allows customers to watch delivery people in real time as they make deliveries. I bet that's an interesting show. Let's just sit around.
Where do they put the tracker?
Oh.
I think it's a publicity stunt. I think it's one of those like short-term things. Like,
they said, we need an eye catcher. We need something to make people buy the pizza.
We need reindeer. Then when we're done, we eat them.
We cut the reindeer up and put them on the pizza.
We have reindeer Vincent.
You want some reindeer pizza? In case of the reindeer deliveries, the icons on the map will be changed to reindeer icons beginning in December. Well, it's already December,
well,
so they're doing
they,
it now.
Do they normally... Wait.
It's normally a little delivery guy, so they're going to change it to a reindeer. Earlier this week...
Does the delivery guy normally drive reindeer, or is he on a skateboard?
He's on a bike. This
is a publicity stunt for holidays.
That's what it is, yeah. Okay. Earlier this week, the company posted a video of the reindeer being trained, and while the initial training looks somewhat awkward, by the end of the video, the pizza-pulling reindeer looks surprisingly normal.
Because they put a little slice of pizza at the end of a stick.
Now all they need to do is to get all their delivery people to don Santa outfits, and we can watch pizza sales in Japan explode in the run-up to Christmas.
All right, the deal is, Well, I can't say this really. I was going to say, I don't think pizza really ever has a problem with sales, at least here.
No, it doesn't here.
So, isn't it kind of an international thing?
I think it is.
I mean, they probably have like squid pizza or something.
The sushi pizza.
They probably have some interesting stuff.
What you like on your pizza?
I would like to imagine a world that we live in that would have really cool flavors on their pizza in other countries, like to fit their country.
Like, oh, I'd like a Thai pizza.
A Thai pizza? Or like a... In Germany, you could have like a
Wiener Schnitzel
pizza, yeah. Or
sauerkraut,
or Italian. You could have an Italian pizza.
There's
Mexican pizza. You could have like little nachos on them or something.
That's nacho pizza.
Wait. Taco Bell has a Mexican pizza.
Taco Bell. You got the next one.
What if you'd be quiet?
I'm sorry.
Ready?
Yeah.
Muppet.
Jim Henson's Muppets.
Muppet. That's the only kind of Muppet there is.
I know.
Other ones are puppets.
He's got
Muppets.
That's right.
Saves 90-year-old Tony Bennett from falling off Macy's Day Parade float.
Now, that's an interesting headline if ever I've heard one.
Miss Piggy managed to save Tony Bennett from taking a tumble off of Macy's Day Parade
float. She will never let him live that down.
The Muppet and the 90-year-old singer had just finished a duet of Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
I'm sorry, I missed that one.
On Thursday, when their parade float started moving again, cameras captured the singer momentarily. Whoa, losing his balance. Then, I Left My Heart in San Francisco singer tried to grab hold of a prop on the float. Miss Piggy quickly put her arm out. She's a Muppet.
Yeah, but I saw the video and she did put her little beady piggy paw
her
out.
Her little clove
whatever
hoof.
You call that thing.
Little
yeah.
Little hoof.
Yeah.
Why am I hitting my mic?
Actually, I think she has fingers.
She put her arm out to steady Bennett and stop him falling off the float. She was one of several Muppets, including Kermit the Frog here.
Hey, that's good.
Out in force to help Piggy. I lost it on that one.
Kermit, I just saved him, Kermit. Just saved 20 minutes, Kermit.
I just like to go.
You do it so well.
She was one of several Muppets, including Gonzo, Beaker, Professor Bunsen Honeydew.
Beaker was my favorite.
Sweetums, Kermit, Scooter, Dr. Tooth, the Swedish Chef. She was several of those.
I saw the Swedish Chef one time throw up a head of cabbage and shoot a pistol in the air, and Brussels sprouts came down.
She was one of several Muppets, including Kermit the Frog, out of force to help celebrate the parade. An estimated 3.5 million converged on the 90th annual
wow.
Macy's Thanksgiving Parade.
Wish I had a dollar for everybody at that parade.
Anyway, that was the end of that
story. So a Muppet saved Tony Bennett.
So
look at our next story.
So Kermit.
Oh, you're going to break this one down.
No, break it down.
There's nothing to break
so
down.
So you got a Muppet.
Yeah.
Which is nothing. Must have been a person in a suit. I didn't see it.
No, it was the puppet.
Okay, so the puppet. The Muppet is got somebody's hand up him, and then
right,
it's just a hand, and they got little hands,
right? Little sticks.
Say, don't fall, Tony, don't fall.
Yeah, right, she just reached her little arm out and stopped.
And he's
it.
Like, Piggy, and he's like, and he's like,
he didn't
Tony!
Do that.
He's like, Piggy, and he's like, Piggy, and then,
no, none of that went down. It was really quick. Next door,
and then she finally just said, and she walked off.
Okay.
Oh, and there was one guy in the audience that was yelling, Waka Waka!
Hey.
What?
Headline is, Japanese skating rink freezes 5,000 fish in ice floor and then apologizes after
okay.
There's a backlash.
You're going to get into the story. Right. Yeah. You're going to the story in a minute, but why are they upset about that? They're going to eat the fish anyway.
He's from Tokyo.
Okay, go ahead.
An amusement park in western Japan sparked an uproar after it displayed about 5,000 dead fish in the ice at a skating rink. I think that would be cool to skate over.
It is kind of weird.
Yeah, but it's cool.
I mean, I have no doubt that those fish were going to be eaten.
Sure.
But they probably have, like, skate marks across their bodies. But you know,
why is it at Space World? Space World received a flood of criticism on social media after opening the rink.
Well, they were criticized because it doesn't fit their theme.
It's nothing spacey
maybe
about
a,
that.
Maybe a frozen.
They should have had David Bowie under their ice. About 25 different kinds of fish.
Too soon.
I'm sorry. About 25 different kinds of fish could be seen under the 250-meter, that's about 820 feet.
I'm glad that they told you that.
Long ice circuit. The city, the park in the
Say
city
it.
Of Kitakyushu opened.
Nope. Try it again.
Kitakyushu.
Kitakyushu.
Opened the ice aquarium as an attraction never heard about.
Well, nobody was there. They'd never heard about it.
Japanese broadcaster NHK showed the fish frozen in the ice on a blue floor. So it looked like they were swimming below the ice.
So why didn't they just use fake fish?
They could have used like a laser animation.
No,
you know,
why didn't they just take plastic fake fish and just freeze them in the ice?
That'd be the cheap way out.
A lot less bad press.
Japanese broadcaster... some formed a school to spell out hello. So they actually had these fish like.
So insult to injury, you're
going to
die fish, and we're going to put you in funny little shapes and characters.
The general manager of Space World, Toshimi Takada, said many critical messages were posted.
Wait. Toshimi Takada?
Yeah.
Old man Takada's boy?
That's him. Said that many critical messages.
You don't know my father?
Were posted on social media, some condemning the concept as abusing living things.
They weren't alive. They were dead. They were frozen.
We don't know that.
So what's next? You're going
to
be mad
at? They trained the fish to spell out hello, and then they froze, flash froze them.
Yeah, nobody ever put their hands in and actually formed it. Well, then why don't they go after the fish stick people?
Those
fish are frozen.
Those are frozen, you're right. Yeah. Takata said that the fish in the ice had been intended to give the feel of the ocean to the ice skating rink. I think it's a great idea. I really do.
And I'm with you. They could have projected something.
Yeah, and the amusement park is extremely remorseful to having invoked such unpleasant feelings. Space World said the fish were purchased from a fish market and were dead before the water was frozen.
Okay, then what's
then
the problem?
There's no issue.
Basically,
this
bunch of bleeding hearts
yeah,
over these.
Yeah, something like that.
Give me a break.
Okay, that's all I got of that story.
Says the same culture that takes a live octopus and eats it.
On the plate.
On the plate.
Yes.
Like, that's not mean. Like, that's not. Okay, you know what? I'm leaving.
We got.
No, I'm leaving. I'm in a bad mood now.
We got two NASA stories.
NASA?
Back to back of NASA stories.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
All right. Which one do you want to do?
I want you to play that beautiful theme music.
Guess what? What?
NASA admits something.
Well, why?
Not emit. They admit.
What do they admit?
They need some help. They need to know what to do with astronaut poop.
Oh, I'm not helping there.
Shoot it off into space.
I'm not helping with that at all. No, it gets. I read this one.
I know you weren't supposed to.
I know. I cheated.
Going to the toilet in space isn't
toilet
easy.
Toilet in space.
Going to the toilet in space isn't easy at the best of times. Nah. You're in close quarters. There's little to no gravity. And once it's all said and done, where do you store it all?
Ugh, that's a disgusting sentence.
Now.
Yeah.
Now. Just imagine. There's an emergency.
Uh-oh.
And astronauts are stuck in their spacesuits
days. Matt Damon didn't have any problems.
He didn't have a problem with it.
No,
he was using it. He was using that stuff to grow potatoes.
Yes.
But let's just say they're stuck in their suits for days at a time. It's
yeah.
a grim situation
it
that
is.
NASA's been thinking about a lot lately with its mission to Mars
what?
On the horizon.
Really?
And the space agency has turned to public for help.
We're going to Mars?
I don't know. Why would we want to go
we
there?
We should start with the moon.
We went there. Oh, right. They filmed it. Right. Whatever. You weirdo.
No, we did go to the moon.
Your tinfoil hat slipping again.
We did go to the moon, but the footage is fake.
No, it's not.
That's been proven.
No,
Craig.
It has not been proven. It's been debunked repeatedly.
It has not.
Whatever. You're a psycho. Save it for the other podcast. NASA has just... We should do a podcast that's fake conspiracies.
Oh, that'd be good.
We just make them up. And we see, like, as a sort of a social experiment...
Two crazy dudes...
Talking crap. Oh, that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. But no, we find out if it's a social experiment, if people believe it.
We should have our podcast meetings off mic.
No. This way we let everybody, we're like NASA, we're asking the public for help.
Okay, send us your suggestions on our fake podcast.
NASA has just launched its Hero X competition. Launched.
NASA launched.
That's the problem. For inventors to come up with solutions to what it's calling
space poop.
That problem they're having, and it's going to award $30,000 for up to three of the best ideas.
I can come up with some ideas for space poop.
Basically, the conundrum is this. Since the Apollo mission ended back in the 1980s, NASA astronauts haven't been further than the International Space Station in low Earth orbit. On board the ISS, astronauts have a toilet device that uses a vacuum to suck up and store urine and fecal matter. Fecal surprise!
I wonder if it's an auric.
So it can either be disposed of safely or recycled. What? Okay, you lost me. Okay, you crazy nuts can go out into space and do what you want with your... This isn't Waterworld.
No.
Okay?
It isn't.
Remember Waterworld?
Never saw it.
Okay, well, good.
I don't like to see movies over 2 hours.
Basically, Waterworld had a little device. They would turn urine into fresh drinking water.
Well, that device actually, I mean, that device.
You know what I say to you, kind sir? I say you first.
That device actually exists.
Okay, I say you first.
I'm not doing it.
So anyway, they use the vacuum and they store urine. Okay, they have to dispose of it safely or recycled as drinking water. Okay. But if there's any kind of accident, I think you know what they mean by accident. Say a crack in the space.
Did you say crack?
Yep. If they have a crack accident in the spacecraft that results in loss of vehicle pressure, astronauts will be confined to their space suits. Space suits with no choice but to poop straight into their suits. This story is wrong on all levels.
Yeah. But it's NASA.
But apparently it's NASA.
It's nasty.
If you're traveling to and from the International Space Station, that's not such a huge deal. Within a few hours, the astronauts can be back on Earth.
I'm sorry, but anytime you poop yourself, I think it's a big deal.
That's about it.
Especially if you're in outer space.
Here's my $30,000 answer.
Okay.
Give them diapers.
Well, they already do that.
Okay. They already do that.
Keep reading.
But with NASA now looking to send astronauts to Mars in the next 20 years or so, astronauts could be left stranded in their suits for a whole lot longer. For this reason, NASA's next generation of suits have been designed to provide clean air, water, shelter, and enough nutrients for up to 6 days or 144 hours. For now, NASA is still using adult nappies.
Diapers. We covered that.
Was this written in Britain?
Yes, it was.
Which are exactly what they sound like. Get brainstorming and submit your ideas by December 20th. Good luck. So,
good luck.
Why does it sound to me like there's probably some kind of a medical type of thing they could do that somebody will invent that basically almost changes the function or something? So it, like, you know, like a medicine that keeps you from going, you know, medicines.
Oh, you don't want that.
Well, listen. What if it's like a some short-term answer that causes the body to perform a little differently until they get to where they're going?
No.
It's better than pooping in your great big diaper. Go over there, Sonny Jim. If you want to poop in your diaper, go ahead.
I like my NASA story better.
You'll go to Mars, and you will enjoy it, sitting in your own poop.
I like this one better.
Because it involves laying in your bed in your own poop for
poop.
For 100,000 days for $60.
NASA. Oh, headline is, NASA will pay you $100,000 to stay in bed for 60 days, months.
So it's not $60 for 100,000 days?
And it's not like in a dark room either. You got TV, you got books.
I thought it looked like the picture I saw.
Now,
as some people said, let me translate. What the picture looked like was that maybe you were lying in a bed in a cryogenic state, frozen.
No, it's not like that at all.
With some fish.
Let me read. Most of us dream about hanging out in bed all day, every day. I would say not most of us.
I think most people do.
Well, it turns out NASA are making our dreams a reality. A few lucky candidates are getting paid an obscene amount of money just to chill in bed all day.
That's 60 days, though.
That's okay. NASA is currently on the lookout.
How much do they tax it?
at least 50%. NASA is currently on the lookout for people to participate in their bed rest studies, in which participants will have to stay in bed 60 days straight. It does sound like a dream job, get it? But how long do you think you could last without going insane? I would definitely...
Already there.
I would definitely treat the 60 days like a job. And whenever I felt like I'd had enough, I'd just think of all the things I could do with that money. You wouldn't just be sleeping. You can keep yourself occupied with books, television, video games.
That's like a dream for you.
It really is. And then they can also use their phones as they please, as long as they remain lying down. NASA want to study how the body reacts to extended periods of rest for astronauts who are going on extended periods of space
travel.
Is
it going
to
be somewhat gravity-free situation where you are?
No, I don't think so.
They couldn't do it.
NASA says the experiment is designed to achieve three things. You ready for this? Got a bullet list.
Okay, number one.
Number one, understanding how one's changing physiology in space may affect the process of certain missions.
Number two.
Understanding the impact of one's physiological state on their ability to perform in particular tasks.
Number three.
Preparing countermeasures to combat any impairment that those physiological conditions may impose.
There's got to be some issues, too. You've got to get up at some point. Your body can't lay there for 60 days straight because you get, like, blood clots and stuff.
Yeah, bed sores and whatnot. But you could toss and turn.
And then they got to change a great big diaper.
Yeah.
Because you can't go to the bathroom.
Would you do it for $100,000? 2 months?
Heck yeah. Well, I have to get off that time off from work.
Well, $100,000.
But the next year or so, I'm going to need a job.
Well, take a leave of absence.
Oh, you meant the dollars we count here.
Oh, what if they get?
What if we're making like the $3 or $4 we make here?
What if it was a permanent job? You got two months on, 2 months off. Oh, that is a dream job.
Dream on.
Dream on.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
You know what's worse than sitting 60 days in a bed going nuts?
Just what?
Going crazy? Having to listen to Nickelback.
For like
one song. Yeah. Well, Prince Edward Island police threatened to play Nickelback to drunk drivers.
I would quit drinking right then.
I would beg for mercy.
No, I will never touch another drop.
Oh, my gosh. And imagine if they put them on like... they layered the songs on top of each other.
Oh,
then you have layered Nickelback.
Ooh, that'd be like Dimeback.
That'd be, a dime bag.
No.
What?
No.
A police department in Western Prince Edward Island is threatening to impose the Nickelback treatment.
I love that.
The Nickelback treatment. On anyone who drinks and drives.
Peerless, get the CD. This guy's been drinking.
The Kensington Police Service shared a social media post over the weekend promising drunk drivers will be listening to one of the Canadian band's tunes while riding in the back seat of a cruiser if they are arrested. Constable Rob Hartland says on Facebook that if you're foolish enough to get behind the wheel after drinking, then a tune performed by lead singer Chad Kroeger and the band is the perfect gift for you.
You know, the only
this guy's demented.
They didn't think this through because the policeman's going to hear it too, unless they like put.
No, they give him. They give him.
Ear.
Well, like publicly paid for earplugs.
Okay.
He doesn't have to like. Yeah.
Problem
tax
solved.
Dollars.
Look
tax
what you
dollar.
Just did.
Yep.
Problem solved.
And I don't get $30,000 from them.
Heck no.
I get a stinking Nickelback album. He says if the department doesn't have to arrest anyone for impaired driving, it will avoid him having to ruin a perfectly good, unopened copy of Nickelback. Here's the deal.
I'd say that's the only kind of
but
good
here's
Nickelback
the But wait.
What?
Here's the problem with this whole thing.
What?
Doesn't the more people drink tend to make things seem better?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know.
So Nickelback may be a 1 6-pack kind of band. Like they may start looking sounding really great by the time you're done with six of them.
I think for Nickelback to sound great, you'd have to drink so much you passed out.
Okay, but either way, you're going to be intoxicated enough that Nickelback will be like, this band's great.
A line from Mystery Men, there's not enough beer in the world.
The band has been a huge commercial success with multiple Juno wins, but is also gleefully maligned by some detractors. I love that line.
Do you know
gleefully maligned by some detractors. What do they say? They're just panned.
What's a Juno win?
It's some award, I guess. Maybe it's Canadian.
Do you know Alaska?
No, probably the Canadians. You know, crazy Canucks, how they are. A
beauty. Take off.
It has been the subject of spiteful petitions, protest, and a Chicago mayor was once pressured into clarifying he wasn't a fan. Oh, no. It's election time. I don't want anybody thinking that I'm a Nickelback fan.
It was a joke. I had that CD in my car. It was funny.
Somebody left it in my car. Kroger told the
I am not a fan.
Kroger told the Canadian Press in an interview that the critics have actually done the band a favor.
Did them a solid.
By heightening the public discussion about the group. Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing. Here's the backhanded promotion for you. We're gonna just talk trash about you, and people are gonna love you. Okay. At the end of the day, boom, you're friends with everybody. Everybody loves you.
There you go.
You're gonna sell 12 albums this year. Do you know if anybody actually likes Nickelback? Would you bravely send us an email and let us know? Because we want to grill you and find out what's wrong with you.
All right, Craig.
What?
That brings us to the end of another episode.
No.
Yeah.
How can that be?
Because we were having so much fun with all the good stories.
Wow, that went
time
fast.
Flew.
That
but
was so fast.
We got one more thing to do, though.
What we got to do?
We got to review an Ace podcast.
Ace podcast.
Because we're part of the Ace Podcast Network along with a lot of other great podcasts, and it's growing every day. We get new podcasts on the network.
Nuts.
It is crazy. But this week I'm reviewing Don't Wake the Kids.
Don't Wake the Kids.
Yeah. Randall, he's a father. And he records at night.
He doesn't want to wake the kids.
Doesn't want to wake the kids. So sometimes it happens, I guess. I haven't heard it happen on an episode, but he covers news, sports, movies.
Does he ever have like guests?
Anything. Yeah. He
like
has
imaginary
guests? No, he has real guests.
Like
he,
who?
He brings his friends in and sometimes a celebrity.
Like who?
Like Bill Murray.
You made that up.
I did make that up, but I bet
Bill Murray would do it. If
Bill
you
Murray,
ask him.
He had Jack Nicholson that played the original Joker.
No, he
on
did.
Batman.
You made that up too.
He had my favorite band on one time, REO Speedwagon.
So everything you've said so far is a lie.
Yeah, but he does have celebrities sometimes.
But in your mind,
yeah,
he would have had all those people.
Yeah, and I can act like he did, like I just did, as you saw.
You're living a lie, my friend.
Check out Don't Wake the Kids on Ace Podcast Network. It's a fun podcast to listen to. I enjoy it. And he has a squirrel.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want a squirrel.
I'd like to have a squirrel, too.
Hmm.
He has a non-biting squirrel that sometimes scratches. But that's okay.
Well, that's a good story. Hey, thanks for sharing that squirrel story.
There you go. Ace Podcast. Don't Wake the Kids.
Ace Podcast.
All right. Take care. Hey, it's almost Christmas time.
What?
It's almost Christmas time.
I know.
So we got our big Christmas show coming up.
We got a Christmas show?
I can't wait.
I know because you love some Christmas.
All right. See y'all.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Lock your Soyuz hatch and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Detach from station and may God's love be with you.
Thanks for listening to Two Middle-Aged Dudes in a Microphone. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate and review it within your favorite podcast app. You can also visit us on Twitter at 2MADAAM or on Facebook at Two Middle-Aged Dudes. Our website is 2dudes.stream. That's the number 2dudes.stream. If you have questions or comments about the show, you can email us at middleagedudes@gmail.com.